We're on the 47th shiur in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chavtes. The Navi is discussing the destruction of Sancheiriv's army outside Yerushalayim, which is a topic that's mentioned many times in Yeshaya. Hashir Yielachem. The Navi says, you'll have a song, the song will be yours, Kalel Hiskadesh Chog, like on the night that you were Makadesh, you consecrated, you sanctified the holiday. Out of all the Yomim Tovim, the night of the holiday, the night of Yom Tov that's most memorable, most significant, is the night of Pesach, where that first night, the night of the Seder, there's so many mitzvos. And when we had the Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Pesach was the central point of it. And Hashir Yielachem, when Sancheiriv's army is wiped out, and the people in Yerushalayim are saved, the song will be yours, Kalel Hiskadesh Chog, like on the night of Pesach, the night that you consecrate for the holiday. Rashi says, "V'nira mikro zeh." We see from this pasuk, it appears kilu bol lamed al sancheiriv. It seems to be teaching us that the people will burst forth in song. They'll say hallel on the night that Sancheiriv's army is destroyed. But the truth is, v'limed al paro she'amru hallel b'leile achilas psachim. Chazal learn out. This actually teaches us the other way around. The pasuk seems to be mentioning you'll sing a shira when Sancheiriv's army is destroyed, like you did at the night of Pesach. But we see from here that the night of Pesach, beginning from the first Pesach in Mitzrayim, that night that they were saved, they said Hallel, they said shira, and Hallel, Hashir Yielachem, the song that you have now, will be Kalel Hiskadesh Chog, like the song that you did on that night of Pesach, when you were freed from Mitzrayim. So too you'll sing a Shira when Sancheiriv's army is destroyed. V'simcha Slevov, and there'll be a heartfelt gladness, a joy of the heart. Kaholech Becholil, like the one who walks with a flute. I mean, a person who's happy, walking down the street, blowing a tune. But the Mefarshim understand that this is referring to another Yom Tov, where the cornerstone of the Yom Tov was they played a flute, they had a procession. When people brought Bikurim, when you brought the first fruits to Yerushalayim, and they put the fruits in a special basket as a present to Hashem, these are your first fruits of your land. And they came and they would have somebody playing the flute before when they brought the Bikurim. And so too, V'simcha Slevov, you'll have a joy of the heart. Kaholech Becholio, like the one who goes with his flute. Lovo Bahar Hashem, to come to the mountain of Hashem, which is the Beis HaMikdash. El Tzur Yisrael, so the Rock of Israel, Tzur Yisrael, is when Hashem shows that He's our strength and we're not controlled by others, just by Hashem. He is our strength, He is our security. Lovo Bahar Hashem El Tzur Yisrael, when you'd come to the Beis HaMikdash and we felt Hashem's protection. That's the type of simcha they'll have when Sancheiriv's army is destroyed. The Malbim says that there's two types of joys that a person feels. There's a simcha based on the simcha of the time. Every Yom Tov comes. On Yom Tov, that's a time of simcha. And then there's a simcha based on what's going on in life and what's going on around you, not necessarily because of the time, but because of what's occurring. The Pasuk says, Hashir Yielachem Kalel Hiskadesh Chog. In terms of the time when Sancheiriv's army is going to be destroyed, his army is destroyed the night of Pesach. and together with the simcha that you feel for Yom Tov, it's the night of Pesach, together with that simcha, you'll have the simcha that the fear of Sancheiriv, the feeling of imminent annihilation, that Sancheiriv's army is about to conquer Yerushalayim, and now you're saved, it'll blend together, and you'll have a simcha kalel hiskadish chag, like on the night of Yom Tov. And then there's a simcha based on what's happening. That when it was Yom Tov, you came to the Beis HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael was privy, they drew Ruach HaKodesh, Yeroi Kol Zechorcha, they were seen before Hashem, and they were able to see, Kaviyocha, whatever they were able to experience, a spiritual uplift, a feeling of Ruchnias, of closeness to Hashem. V'simchas Levav, when Sancheiriv's army is destroyed, you'll feel that type of simcha also. Not just the simcha from a regular Yom Tov that has its time, but the simcha of the experience of Kaholech Becholil, like the one who goes with his Bikurim, he goes playing the flute. Lovo Bahar Hashem, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, El Tzur Yisrael, to the rock, to the strength of Klal Yisrael. That's the simcha you'll feel when Sancheiriv's army is destroyed. V'hishmiya Hashem es hod kolo. And Hashem will make heard the majesty of His voice. V'nachas zero yare. And He will show nachas zero as His arm, kaviyochol, as if Hashem, of course, doesn't have any arm. But the arm represents the strength, the blow, the punishment. V'nachas ro yare, He'll show the potency, He'll show the strength of His arm coming down on Ashur, on the army of Sancheiriv. V'zaf af, it's going to be with a raging anger. V'lahav eish ochelo, and the flame of a fire that's consuming. Nefetz is going to be smashing vozerem in a torrent, like just washing away the enemy. V'evin borod, and hailstone. It's going to be as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to attack them from Shamayim and destroy their army. V'yishmiya Hashem es hod kolo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause them to hear es hod kolo, the majesty of Hashem's voice. Even before the makkah, even before the actual blow, they'll hear the sounds of what's about to happen. And this is going to be at the very beginning, Kalel Hiskadei Shchog, as the Malbim explains. When the Simcha begins in Klal Yisrael, and we begin celebrating Yom Tov, everyone's involved with the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. At that point, as Klal Yisrael is somehow able to put aside the fear of Sancheiriv's army, and they're able to concentrate on the mitzvahs hayom, the mitzvah they have to do, and while they're involved with their Avodas Hashem, at that point, we're singing, we're involved in the Korban Pesach. V'yishmiya Hashem es hod kolo. The first thing Hashem will cause to be heard, the majesty of His voice, v'nachas ro yare, and He'll show that His arm is ready to come down and annihilate Sancheiriv. This is before the actual blow, but He'll show what's in store. Bizaf af, the raging anger, v'lahav esho chelon, the flame of a consuming fire, nefetz, a smashing, v'zerem, and a torrent that washes away, v'evin borod, and hailstone. Ki mikol Hashem yechas Ashur. Because from the sound of Hashem, the sound that Hashem makes, or the sound that Hashem brings, Yechas Ashur, just that sound will devastate, will break Ashur, that Ashur will no longer feel the courage, the strength the first step is they'll be aware that they're about to be destroyed. They'll be broken from the sound. Bashevet Yakeh. That stick, Ashur, that was the stick that Hashem used to conquer the world, to punish the different nations. And now Sancheirif turned his attention to destroy Yerushalayim. That Bashevet Yakeh, that stick that attacked the others, now will finally get its destruction from the call of Hashem. Rashi says, Mikol Hashem Yechas Ashur, Oznayim Posach Lahem. Hashem opened up ears, like Ashur was privy to understand, to hear things that ordinarily were unable to hear. But they had the receivers, they had the ears, Vishamu Shira Mipichayos, and they were able to hear the Shira from the mouth of the Chayos, from the Malachim, the angels in Shemayim that sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mikol Hashem, from the sound of Hashem, the Shira that was being sung by the Malachim. They heard it V'meisu, and they died. Again, we have mentioned previously, but it's such a novel understanding. But there's a lot of chazals that if we would have learned 100 years ago, people would have had no understanding of at all. Shlomo Rottenberg, was a famous historian and a teacher in the Beis Yaakov Seminary. But he once explained, there's a chazal that says, B'chol yom a bas kol comes out from Har Chorev. Every day a sound comes out from Har Chorev, where the Torah was given, Har Sinai, and the sound reverberates through the world, and it says, Oy lahem labrios me'el bona shel Torah. Woe is to the people from the disgrace of the Torah, that we have the Torah and we don't learn it, as we should be, to the full extent. And the question is, if there's a bas kol every day, we don't hear it. What does it mean, there's a bas kol? But of course, nowadays, when we have, from the time that the radio was created, and as time goes on, we become more and more aware of all the sound waves that there are, the Wi-Fi, the everything, the whole, we now are aware of the fact that there are many signals and messages and bas kol, and there's a lot of sounds. It's not difficult to understand. But just like somebody whose radio is off, he can't pick up the frequency because he doesn't have the receiver, so too there could be a bas kol coming out, and there are those that occasionally here and there seem to hear it and take to heart that, you know, why are they wasting their time and they should be learning, or whatever the message of the bas kol is, there are those that hear it. They have their antennas up. Here too, it's a similar idea. It seems to be Chazal say, of course, there's a much deeper meaning. But Mikol Hashem Yechas Ashur, from the sound, they'll hear the Shira. There's a song of the Malachim in Shemayim that we don't hear, but at this point, the army of Ashur heard, and that same song of the Chayis caused their death. Mikol Hashem Yechas Ashur, Ashur was broken from that Kol Hashem. Bashevet Yakeh, the Ashur that had struck the nations of the world. V'hoyan el bi, kol mavar mate musado. Every passageway. This pasuk is difficult to explain, as the Mitzuda says, Pisron Hamikra Besirus. Certain phrases seem to have to be rearranged to understand a coherent explanation of the pasuk. But the basic idea is Vahoya Kol Mavar, any place where the army would pass. The army we're talking about is the Mate Musada. That stick, the Mate Musada, that's solid, that's like a yesod, like a foundation, of that firm stick. Kolmavar Mate Musada, wherever the army of Ashur would pass. Asher Yoniach Hashem Olov, that Hashem is going to place on him, on this army, the destruction. Besupim uvichinoros. Now there's going to be supim, timbrels and harps. There's going to be song wherever their army used to go through in the past and wreak destruction. Now in that place there will now be besupim uvichinoros. Hashem is going to destroy that army. Uvimilchamos tenufa nilcham bom. And with a war like a tenufa, like waving the hand or like shaking them around. Tanufa is to make a movement with the hand. Nilcham bom. With such a battle, Hashem is going to fight bom with them. It's written ba with it, meaning with the army. Bom would mean with the individual soldiers. Kol mavar mate musado, wherever the army, this firm staff of Asher would travel. Asher yoniach Hashem olav, and now Hashem is going to place His great, His power to strike. Now in that same place, when they see the army that had destroyed previously caused such catastrophe, is now destroyed by Hashem, besupim uvichinoros. Now in that same place is going to be music and the battle. We mentioned previously, in Pasuk Chof Ches, La Hanofo Goyim Benof Ashov. The Goyim are like thrown around in a sifter, a strainer, but it's a Nof Ashov, a strainer that has big holes where everything falls through the hole. Nothing is saved. So too, they're all going to be destroyed. Over Mulchamos Tenufa Nilcham Bom, they're going to be thrown around with Hashem Kavyochel waving His hand, shaking them around. And the army of Asher will be destroyed. Rashi brings a medrash. Medrash Agoda. Tenufas Kitzir HaOmer. The Omer, that barley offering that was brought on Pesach, the second night of Pesach, the grain was cut. And the following morning, the 16th of Nisan, it was brought as a korban Omer in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tenufas Kitzir HaOmer, when they cut that Omer and they waved it, they brought the carbon to the in the Beis HaMikdash. Omdal Yisrael Ba'osa Milchama. That was what enabled Klal Yisrael to survive the Milchama with Sancheiriv's attack. Kileil Shisha Asa B'Nisan Hoya, that was on the night of the 16th of Nisan. The truth is, I was bothered last night, and I wasn't even sure who I could call at the hour that I noticed this. But Rashi says here was the night of the 16th of Nisan. And the same Rashi said earlier in Pasuk Chof Tes, Hashir Yielochem, you'll have a song when Sancheiriv's army is destroyed, Kalel Hiskadei Shchog, like the night that Pesach was consecrated, like that first night of Pesach. And Chazal, or now the army, was destroyed the night when they brought the Korban Pesach. And it seemed to be a contradiction. Before, we talked about the first night of Pesach. And here Rashi mentions, B'milchamos tenufa nilchambom. The battle was won because of the tenufa, being able to bring that Korban Omer, which was the second night of Pesach. But I saw the Das Sofrim explains. Klal Yisrael was in Yerushalayim. They were surrounded by the enemy. It seemed hopeless. Sancheiriv had said, Od Hayom Benov Lamod, in another day he'll conquer Yerushalayim. It's so easy. He has such a large army. And yet in the city, under Chizkiyo, they put their efforts into learning Torah. They put their efforts into serving Hashem. And they went ahead and they brought the Korban Pesach on the night of Pesach. and they were prepared that the next night they were going to cut the Omer and they were going to bring that mitzvah, do that mitzvah. The fact that they were prepared and they wanted to do the mitzvos, I'm not sure if they would have been able to get out of the city to find grain to cut. But as he explains in the Zechus, that they should be able to bring the Minchas HaOmer, they won the war. Sanherib's army was destroyed, Kalel Hiskari Shchog, the night of Pesach. And since his army was destroyed, so the people could go out and cut the grain, Uvimulchamos Tenufa Nilchambom, and the Zechus that Klal Yisrael would bring the Minchas HaOmer, Hashem fought against the army of Sanherib. Ki oruch me esmul tofte. Gehenim has been prepared. Me esmul. From yesterday. It's been prepared already. Rashi brings down. Esmul means the day that had a day before it. Meaning the second day of Briyas HaOlam. Gehenim was created. It had a day before. Time began with day one. That's when the time began. And ki oruch me esmul, the day that had a previous one, the second day, is when tofte, Gehenim, is prepared. Gamhi, and we'll discuss this more in a minute why it's called tofte, but gamhi la melech huchan, it's been readied even for the king. Hemik, Hashem made it deep, hirchiv, and wide. Medurasa, the fire, the inferno, esh ve'etzim harbe. It has much fire and wood. Nishmas Hashem kenachal gofris, the breath of Hashem is like the fire, what's creating this fire, it's kenachal gofris, like a stream of sulfur bo'arava that's burning within it. The simple meaning of the pasuk is Gehenim is prepared for Sancheiriv. Gam ki oruch me'esmol tofte, Hashem has already prepared the Gehenim. And gam hi la'melech huchan, is prepared for the king Sancheiriv. And he has such a wide army, such a large number of soldiers. But hemi kerchiv. Gehenim is deep and it's wide. There's room for everyone that deserves the punishment. And medurasa, the inferno is eish ve'etzim harbe. It won't be extinguished by the multitude of the army that's thrown into it. But there's a tremendous amount of fire and wood. Nishmas Hashem kenachal gofris. The breath from Hashem is like the stream of sulfur that bo'arava is burning there in Gehenim. Rashi mentions it's called tofte. Gehenim shekol hamispate beyitzro nofel sham. Whoever is seduced, whoever is under the control of his yetzahara, that's where he ends up. Ki oruch me'esmo tofte, the one where there's a pitui. Pitui is to seduce. V'chiyafate ish. Tofte is to persuade, to seduce. And somebody who is under the control and listens to his yetzahara ends up there. I was reflecting that, you know, nowadays the truth is there were Bali Musar who spent time contemplating, thinking about Gehenim. And, you know, nowadays there's such a concern that, you know, people can grow up with a certain fear and a paranoia. On the other hand, it would seem to me, nowadays there's so much more fear that's generated in this world. In other words, there are the average person sees Not the Jewish. We're not talking necessarily in the Jewish community and the frum community, but people are watching the entertainment, the media. There's so many horror stories, and the films are so lifelike. And there are people experience, and they have nightmares. They go to these movies, and it's really feels like it's actual here happening. But the truth is, it seems almost as if people are afraid to talk about Gehenna because people can grow up with a sense of fear. And the truth is, what they do is they watch other things, fear in this world, and that, I guess, they don't consider will damage a person's psychological makeup. The truth is, it would seem from Chazal, a person should be shielded from, he shouldn't see the, obviously, these movies and these films, and a person wouldn't have any nightmares from watching those kinds of programs. And the one reality that scares him is the reality of Gehenna, of that if he does an Aveira, there's ultimately a schar v'onish, there's the reward and punishment. Rabbi Victor Miller used to say a person should spend time every day, a moment, a minute or two, and just reflect about Gan Eden. A person should think about the reward, what type of enjoyment he has, and what's the most pleasurable experience, and what gives him the most satisfaction, whatever. And a person should try to imagine, as great as it is, Gan Eden is more than that. And on the other hand, there are psukim and chazal that talk about Gehenna. But nowadays, people don't like to think about Olam Haba. And whatever fear they get is in this world, which is not the right balance. But the Gemara says in Menachos, on Daf Tzadi Tes, the Gemara is talking about the importance of learning. It says, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Divrei Torah lo Yehu Alecha Chova. Words of Torah shouldn't be on you as an obligation, which is a difficult chazal to explain. Rashi learns, meaning it shouldn't be an obligation that a person can do and then move on to something else. But it actually should be the essence of his whole life. Via Torah Shai Liftor Atzmecha Mehen, but you cannot exempt yourself from words of Torah, and a person should ideally be spending every moment learning and thinking and learning. Amar Chizkiya, Mai Dechsiv. So Chizkiya says, what's the meaning of a pasuk? And he begins with a pasuk in Iyov. And we'll see how he brings in our pasuk here. It says, "Va'af has sischa mi pitzar." Hakadosh Baruch Hu has persuaded you; He's led you away from the place where there's a narrow opening. Somewhere there's a pitzar, a narrow opening, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu convinced you to stay away from there. Rachav, this place with a narrow opening is really wide. Lo mutzak tachteho, it's not constrained, it's not a narrow place underneath. And the Gemara says, Bo rei shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Midas basar v'dam, people, Adam meisis es chaver midarkei chayim l'darkei misa. There are people who persuade their friends and their comrades to do things that lead them on a path of death. It gets them with the wrong gang, on the most simplistic way of understanding it, and that could be the end of his life. But there are doing averus, a person can be misled and placed on the dark aim of us. But for Akadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. He's meisis as ha'odam midarkei misa ledarkei chayim. Akadosh Baruch Hu wants every one of us. Akadosh Baruch Hu wants everyone to be Zocha, to Gan Eden, and he's going to try to persuade you to do the right thing. There is Bechira, there's free choice, and the way the Mefarshim explain, if there was no opportunity of sin, then your neshama that was in Gan Eden and enjoying itself would always be receiving handouts, what's called Nahama de Kisufa, bread of embarrassment. That the neshama is enjoying Miziv HaShechina, but it didn't deserve it. After coming down to this world, a person has a chance to earn his Gan Eden. So those who do right are no longer receiving a handout that's not earned, but the reward in Gan Eden is justified and is earned, and they're aware of the fact that there was a choice. He could have done good, he could have done bad, and he'll see there's Rishayim in Gehenim that are suffering for their wrong decisions, and he did good, and therefore the reward is that much greater. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like everyone to choose right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has persuaded you to get away from that narrow opening, from Gehenim that has a narrow opening. And yet the Gemara says, Sha'ashona tzovur besocha. Gehenim has a narrow opening, so if you would imagine a fire, the fire, the smoke, doesn't have a way to escape. There's a tremendous inferno, but it's a narrow opening. B'shema Tomar, you might say, just like it's a narrow opening, maybe the whole Gehenim is narrow. So Gemara brings our pasuk that Hemi Kerch Hirchiv, Gehenim is very deep and it's wide. B'shema Tomar La Melech Lohu Chana, and maybe you'll think that if somebody's a melech, he's a king, he's spared from Gehenim. And as here Rashi says, here La Melech Lohu Chana, the Gemara's understanding, we're talking here about importance of learning. La Talmid Shepiresh Min HaTorah. Rashi says La Melech, a king, could mean somebody who has a mastery of Torah. And yet he gave it up. And he decided he had enough. And he's a Talmud that's Piresh Min HaTorah. You might think Gehenim doesn't control him. Melech kori le Talmud Chacham, Rashi brings down. King here means a Talmud Chacham. So therefore the Pasuk says no. Even a person who learned Torah, but if he's Piresh, if he separates, Hemik Gamhi la Melech Huchan, it's prepared for even such a king. V'shem HaTomar, maybe you'll say there's no wood. No, Medurosa Eish Ve'etzim Harbe. The inferno has a fire and an abundance of wood. V'shem HaTomar Zuhi Schara. Maybe you'll say the whole schar of learning Torah is that you can avoid Gehenim. So on that it brings the rest of the Apostolic in Eov. V'nacha Shulchancha Molei Deshen. Will be placed on your table an abundance of delicacies, of all the pleasures will be your ultimate reward. To be saved from Gehenim is not, that alone would suffice, being aware of such a Gehenim, and people have Averis, people have sins, nobody's perfect, and you might think the reward of Torah is that he'll be saved from Gehenim. But no, his reward is much greater. But this pasuk, ki oruch mi esmol tofte, Gehenim has been arranged from earlier. Gamhi la melech huchon, it's been prepared for the king. The simple meaning is the king here is Sancheiriv. Hemik, it's deep. Hirchiv, and wide. Midurosa, it's inferno, eish ve'etzim harbe. There's a lot of fire and wood. Nishmas Hashem kenachal gofris. The breath of Hashem is like the stream of sulfur, bo'aravo, that's burning in it to destroy the army of Sancheiriv. Hoi hayordim Mitzrayim le'ezra. The Novi now talks about Hoshea and the 10 tribes, which were destroyed by Sancheiriv, who were exiled right before he came to Yerushalayim. And the Navi says, woe is to those who go down to Mitzrayim for help. V'al susim yisha'enu. And they rely on horses. V'yivtechu al rechav kirov. They place their trust in chariots, kirov, because they have many of them. V'al paroshim, and on the horsemen, the cavalry, kiotzmu ma'od, because they're very strong. V'lo sho'u al kedosh Yisrael, they didn't turn to the Holy One of Yisrael. Ves Hashem lo doroshu, and they did not seek out Hashem. The Malbim says, there are two types of trust in Hashem. Sometimes a person puts his trust in Hashem, and he still looks for natural ways, b'derech hateva, that he should succeed, and he's not somech al hanes. And in the words of the Malbim, v'zeh ein bo avon l'chol adam, this is not a sin for everyone. A person can have bitachon, and he knows everything is from Hashem, and then he makes an effort, and he does things that would seem normally to help him and bring him success. It's only a person who is at the point where he's experiencing miracles, or he has such an awareness of Hashem, Rak Adam Sheyodea Shegam Hoem Tzayim Yasig Me Hashem. Somebody who knows that everything is from Hashem, Umalumid Benisim. For such a person, that would be a chait. And there are many examples of this, but the idea that for certain people, an amount of hishtadlus is proper. A person who makes an effort, he lives b'derech hateva, and he knows it's all from Hashem. And for others, they're already on a level there, and they should not be turning to anyone else. And therefore, the Malbim explains these two parts of the pasuk are discussing these two ideas. There are those who have placed their trust in Hashem. And it could be Hoy Hayordim Mitzrayim LaEzra. They went to Mitzrayim to help them. Val Susim Yishainu, and they're relying on horses. But their bitachon, their trust, is in Hashem. But how will Hashem help them? They figure Hashem will help them through the horses. Hashem will help give them an army that can defeat the enemy. So they're relying on the horses. This is the way Hashem will help them, by giving them a mighty army. And that might be okay for certain people. Now, at the time when we have the Beis HaMikdash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing his Hashkacha, at this time they shouldn't be relying on the horses at all. But there are those who do that. It's not such a shortcoming, because it all depends on a person's madrega and how Hashem is showing the Hashkacha Pratis. But then there are those who are doing what's wrong for all of us. But vayivtechu al rechev, they don't just rely on it, they're not yishainu, but vayivtechu al rechev, their whole trust is on the chariots kirov, because they're so numerous, val paroshim kiotzmu ma'od, and on the horsemen kiotzmu ma'od, because they're so strong. And that's where they put their bitachon. So the Navi says, for those who are relying on Mitzrayim and they were on the horses, v'lo show al kadosh Yisrael, when Hashem is showing you He's the Holy One of Israel, He has that special connection with us, the kadosh Yisrael. So why are you relying on the horses? Even the reliance, v'lo show, they should turn to Hashem. They may know that their real bitachon is in Hashem, but they shouldn't be turning anywhere else when they have the Kadosh Yisrael. And for those that are actually vayivtechu, putting their bitachon on the chariots, those, there's the complaint, ves Hashem lo doroshu, they didn't seek out Hashem at all. And therefore, the 10 tribes are blamed for relying, not just turning to Mitzrayim and relying on them, but actually feeling this is their hope. Their hope is the horses and the horsemen. V'gamhu chacham v'yovei ra. But they have a whole strategy. The 10 tribes has a strategy. Mitzrayim will help them out. But whatever chachma they think they may have, v'gamhu chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a chacham. V'yovei ra. And Hashem will bring the evil. He's brought the calamity. Vestavor of Lohesir. In the words that he said that Mitzrayim will not be able to help, those words Hashem didn't remove. Hashem told them not to rely on Egypt. And they went there, Vestavor of Lohesir. Those words have not been removed. Rashi says, we find in the Teichacha, Klal Yisrael is told if they don't keep the Torah, there'll be a punishment. And it says in Kisavo, Ve'eshivcho Hashem Mitzrayim Ba'anios. Hashem will bring them back to Egypt in boats, and they'll be exiled again, and one of the places they'll be taken to is Mitzrayim. That Hashem said, don't go back to Egypt. And they relied on Egypt, they went back for horses. And at some point in history, there'll be an accounting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will again send them in Golus to Mitzrayim. And we know there was a Jewish community in Mitzrayim through the centuries. Vestavar of Lohesir, those words Hashem didn't remove. Vakom al Beis Mareim, and that house of evildoers, the 10 tribes, Hashem will rise up against them. Val Ezras Poel Yoven, and on the help of those who do wrong, those who commit sin, their help, the help of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch will see to it that Mitzrayim will not be able to help. Mitzrayim Odom Velo El. Mitzrayim is a person, the people. It's not a god, they have no power. V'susayim Boser Velo Ruach. Their horses are flesh and they don't have a spirit. V'Hashem, and as we're mentioning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the army of Sancheiruv with Malachim, with a heavenly fire, burning their neshama. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can destroy our enemies. But Mitzrayim is Odom v'lo El. They're a person. They're not a god, and their horses are just Susei and Boser v'lo Ruach. V'Hashem Yate Yodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just tilt his hand. Either means he'll turn his hand to give them a blow, or it can mean he'll just tilt his hand that he won't support them. V'choshal ozer, and the one that helps, Mitzrayim will stumble. Though the helper will stumble, they'll all of a sudden will not be able to take a stand. And once Mitzrayim stumbles, v'nofal ozer, the one who's helped, the 10 tribes, they will fall. V'yachtov kulam liyichloyun, and together they'll all perish. It seems to be that maybe the B'derech HaTeva Mitzrayim could have helped them. Asher was the world empire, but Mitzrayim had horses, Mitzrayim had an army. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you place your trust in them, even when you see you have the Kadosh Yisrael, you have the Holy One of Israel, and when you put your bitachon, your full trust in them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yate Yodo, Hashem will tilt his hand and see to it that they fall, and V'nofal Ozer and Klal Yisrael, the one that's helped, will also fall. Kicho Amar Hashem Eilai, because so said Hashem to me, Kasher yege ho arye v'hakfir, like a lion and a lion cub. Just like they roar al tarpa when they're by their prey. The lion is standing there ready to attack, or he has his prey right there, and he gives a roar. Asher yikore alav malo roim, and a gathering of shepherds assembles. He attacked the sheep. All the shepherds get together and they're trying to figure out how to battle with the lion. They don't want the lion to kill so many of their sheep. Asher yikore alav, and it's called out. They give a shout and they gather all the shepherds. Malo roim, the gathering of shepherds, all comes together to deal with this lion. Mikolam lo yechos. The nature of the lion is not to be frightened by their shouts, by their noise. Umehamonim lo yane, and he's not going to be humbled. Mehamonim from their gathering, from their multitude, or from their noise. So too, just like the lion comes down and he's not scared by the shepherds that are gathering. Kein yerid Hashem tzavakos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to descend Litzbo al Har Tzion to do battle on Har Tzion v'al Givoson on its hill. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will descend to do battle for Yerushalayim against the army of Sancheiriv. the word yege always means usually a quiet sound. It says by the doves, v'chayonim hago nege, the doves give a gentle sound. Or v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, person should talk in Torah, but he's not giving a roar. He's v'hagisa, he's thinking in it. Some unfortunately learn v'hagisa means to think in Torah, or it means to talk in Torah, but it's not usually used as a loud noise. The Malbim learns the pasuk means as follows. The lion has its prey, and he looks around, and he sees there's a gathering, and he's contemplating, he's thinking what he should do. Kasher yege ha'arye v'akfir al tarpo. He's thinking, or he's murmuring, he's quietly contemplating what should he do. And he's already decided that come what may, he has his prey. And asher yikori alov malo roim, even if the shepherds gather together, he's decided this is his prey. He's going to drag away that sheep or that animal that he caught, and nothing's going to scare him. Ume hamonim lo yane. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, down here on this earth, what we'll see down here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come like this lion. And the fact that Sancheirov has such a big army, that's meaningless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't, like a lion wouldn't be afraid of the gathering of the shepherds. Sancheirov can gather together the largest army possible. And he can surround Yerushalayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here like the lion. That's not afraid of any opposition. Kitziporim ofos, and like birds that fly quickly, Ken Yogen Hashem Tzvakos Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna kaviyachol come flying to the rescue of Yerushalayim, and will be saved suddenly, quickly. One moment it looks like Hashem's not here, and the next moment the army is destroyed. Gonon v'hitzil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting, v'hitzil, and rescuing. Pasoach, he passes over, v'himlit, and he delivers. One explanation is, Pasoach v'himlit, the Malach comes, and there's the army on this side of Yerushalayim, and that side of Yerushalayim, and he jumps over, and in Yerushalayim in the middle is safe. And all the enemies on this side and on that side are all destroyed by the Malach. Hashem jumps over Pasoach v'himlit. He skips over Yerushalayim v'himlit, and he delivers them that they are safe. Or k'min Pasoach, he jumps on the army of Asher, wherever they are, every soldier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lands on that kaviyachol. He sends the Malach, and every soldier is destroyed. And when we see that, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Yerushalayim, Shuvu l'asher hemiku soro b'nei Yisrael. Shuvu, return. Who should you return to? L'asher hemiku soro. The one who you've been so, soro means to turn away. You turned away from Hashem. And you've sort of gotten deeper and deeper on your path away from Hashem. Hemiku soro. You're deep in your turning away from Hashem. But shuvu, now you have to return l'asher hamiku sara, to the one from whom you've turned away so deeply. B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, you got to come back. Ki bayom ahu. Because on that day, you see the way Hashem protects Yerushalayim. And ki bayom ahu. Do tshuva before the miracle. Ki bayomahu, on that day, yimosun isha lile chaspo. Everyone is going to despise his gods of silver, velile zahovo, and whatever gods he made out of false gods of gold. Asher osu lechem yedeichem cheta, your hands have made for yourself a sin. By making an idol, you're making a sin for yourself. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows His presence, nobody's ever going to want to go back. They're going to despise their idols. They're not going to go back to Avodah Zarah. So do tshuva now. Because once the miracle happens, it's not going to be meaningful that you gave up your avodah zara. V'nofel Asher b'cherev lo'ish. Asher is going to fall through the sword of lo'ish, not a person. There's not going to be any human soldiers fighting Asher. V'cherev lo'adam, the sword of not a person, tochlenu will totally consume the army of Asher. V'noslo mipnei cherev. And then they'll flee from the sword. Sancheriv himself escapes. And he goes back to the land of Ashur with a very few people, and everyone else is killed. But those few that run, v'noslo mipnei cherev, either means they'll flee the scene as if they're running from a sword, or some Mefarshim say that Chizkiyo will—they'll come out from the city to see if anyone's alive to chase after. V'noslo mipnei cherev, but they'll go fleeing from the sword. Uvachurov, and his young men, lomas yiyu, will now have to serve. Lomas yiyu, Mitsuda says their hearts will melt. They'll feel totally powerless. And their heart will melt, they'll have no strength. Vesalo mimogor yavor. Vesalo, his rock, his strength, mimogor yavor. From the fear, he'll pass away in terror. Vechatumine sorov. And his officers will be devastated by the miracle, Ne'um Hashem, Hashem says. What is the miracle that's going to break the officers of Sancheriv, that's going to make the powerful army pass away? Asher Urlo B'tzion. This miracle is going to be from Hashem, Asher Urlo B'tzion, who has a fire in Tzion, the San Urlo B'Yerushalayim, and he has a furnace in Yerushalayim. Hashem has a fire in Tzion, and he has a furnace in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says in Eruvin, on Daf Yud Tes. Again, the simple meaning is that Sancheriv's army is going to be destroyed outside Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says in Eruvin, Amar Reb Yirmiyah Bar Elazar, Shlosha Psochim Yesh LeGehenim. There's three entrances to Gehenim. Echad Bamidbar, there's an entrance to get into Gehenim from the desert. Ve'echad Bayom, one by the sea. Ve'echad B'Yerushalayim. And there's an entrance to Gehenim in Yerushalayim. And there's a pasuk for the desert, a pasuk for the sea. And the pasuk for Yerushalayim is Ne'um Hashem Asher Urlo B'Tzion. Hashem has a fire in Tzion. V'sanur lo b'Yerushalayim. And he has an oven in Yerushalayim. There's a fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and the Gemara understands that there's an entrance. Zu pisra shel Gehenim. This is the entrance to opening to Gehenim. And the Gemara further says, Shtei tomorrow's yesh b'gei ben Hinnom. There are two date trees in the valley of Gei ben Hinnom. Outside Yerushalayim, there's a valley, and that's what it's called. Gei is the valley, Ben Hinnom, of Ben Hinnom. That's what it's called. Gei, Ben Hinnom is Gehenim. It's condensed. Va'ola Oshan mi beineim, and you have these two palm trees, and smoke comes out from between them. V'zuhi sheshaninu, and that's what we have learned. Sinei harabarzal ksheros, these palm trees grow certain lulavim. And the Gemara discusses whether it could be used as a lulav. It says that Tzinei HaRabarzel are kosher. It's referring to these palm trees. V'zui pischa shel Gehenim. And that's the entrance to Gehenim. That's what the Gemara says. I recall hearing at one point the Chevra Kadisha in Yerushalayim, when they did burials outside the city, they left the city gates and they did burials on Har HaZeisim. They used to run at a certain point. again, what exactly this means, Alpi Kabbalah, but the idea was that they were running because the entrance to Gehenna was nearby and they didn't want to tarry in that place and they wanted to quickly get the body to a safe burial on Har HaZeisim. The Marsha says on the Gemara, he makes a number of points. First of all, Hashem has this Ur Lo B'Tzion, He has this fire in Tzion. It's the fire that's going to burn the army of Sanherib. But the fire that burns his army is not going to leave charred bodies. It's not a regular fire like we know. There's a Chazal that says a fire went into the nostrils and burnt their neshama and the body was left lifeless. But it was not a regular fire. It was Ur Habolet Tzion Min HaGehenim Shu'ur Dak Lisrof HaNeshamos. The fire in Gehenna burns the neshamos. Again, exactly what this means, we don't know. But the fire from there that can burn the neshamos, that's the fire that was used to wipe out Sancheiriv's army. And when it says, V'saner lo b'Yerushalayim, he has a furnace in Yerushalayim. So the Marsha says, the size of Gehenna, the Gemara says elsewhere, is much larger than the world. So definitely the Poshet Pshat and the Pasuk is there can't be Gehenna in Yerushalayim. Gehenna is much larger than that. Again, what exactly that means, that you need the space for Gehenna. But certainly the Poshet Pshat and the Pasuk means that the army of Sancheiriv is going to be burned by Yerushalayim. But the Gemara understands it allegorically, it has a remez, as somehow it means this Gehenna is there, and that's the entrance of Gehenna between the date trees. And the Marsha says, Ki yorde Gehenna heim aholchim achrei mesikus v'tanuge oilam hazeh. Like we've mentioned before, those that go after the sweetness and the pleasures of this world, kiduvsha shall baze tomorrows like the honey that drips from the dates, from the two date trees. In between the date trees, the sweet date and the honey, in between, that's where the Gehenna is, for those that get drawn too much after their taivas, after the Yetzirah. The truth is, just being aware of it, that itself is a zechus, that a person occasionally contemplates, thinks about it, and Asher Urlo B'Tzion. Others have pointed out, we mentioned earlier in the very beginning of Perek Chof Tes, Hoi Ariel, Ariel, we referred to Ariel, which one explanation is the Mizbeach. There's an altar in Yerushalayim, there are korbanos, there are sacrifices. Ne'um Hashem Asher Urlo B'Tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a fire in Tzion. And Ur means usually a medura, a bonfire. It's not there for light, it's there for consuming the sacrifices. But the word Ur also is related to the word Or, to give light. That this bonfire can give light. That if hopefully we have the Karbonos, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Avodas Hashem. It could be Asher Ur Lo B'Tzion, it could be this bonfire in Tzion, it could be the Mizbeach, the Avodas HaKorbanos, and that can also give light. The Das Sofer makes this point. Hashem has this Ur Lo B'Tzion, V'saner Lo B'Yerushalayim. But if it's not done correctly with Avodas Hashem, V'saner Lo, it could be a simple oven that just burns and destroys. V'saner lo b'Yerushalayim, and Hashem has this taner in Yerushalayim that's for Sancheiriv's army. And our lesson is to do tshuva before the miracles happen, before the final accounting comes, to grab the opportunity, shuvu l'ashir hemiku sora, to do tshuva, even though we may have turned away from Hashem, but now's the time to return. As they say, do tshuva now, beat the Elul rush. No. Okay. Have a good one. Okay.